my takeaway from the Baghdadi appearance was a lot of setbacks, which he acknowledged in the video for ISIS, in particular, the loss of the geographic caliphate. Not many victories if you want to try to inspire people to join or contribute to the organization. And then you have the Sri Lanka event, which obviously has been claimed by ISIS, 250 plus people killed. I think Baghdadi looked at this and said, finally, something I can point to and say we're still relevant in the world. This is the kind of thing you need to do. I think he saw a target of opportunity for an organization that, from its perspective, has not had a lot to talk about lately.
Did you take anything significant away from his appearance, the way he looked in the video, anything in the video, you know, the surroundings, the people, et cetera, what they were doing?
I took one thing away, and that was it looked almost like a video taken from his rival organization, Al-Qaeda. Years ago, you would have had bin Laden with a nondescript background, pretty simple dress, staring at the camera, nondescript background, presumably partly to avoid identification, with a weapon by his side so he can reinforce to people that he's not only giving religious guidance, he's also a militant leader. As soon as I saw the Baghdadi video, I said, they may hate Al-Qaeda, but he's trying to mirror maybe an image based on the success of bin Laden in portraying himself as a global jihadi leader, if you will. I saw in ISIS echoes of its hated rival. It was interesting.
Do you get anything from this video that would give you some understanding of how ISIS might approach its next target? Or are they simply trying to signal to others, we're here, we're healthy, go get them, talk to us, and we will support you?
I think the message is what I learned years ago during the early days of the post-9/11 fight, and that is a reinforcement that when you have people on the battlefield from a Western perspective, you'd say, you just lost, it's time to go home. With the level of ideological commitment these people have, their Al-Qaeda predecessors, this organization, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, they'll never go home. So he's got to get out there. He doesn't have a home to go to anymore. He's got to get out there in the face of tremendous problems with the organization and not only tell people that they're still relevant, but tell people that he'll never give up the fight. There's one other interesting aspect of this, and I think that is you would think that people rationally in his position would say, we lost. It's time to figure out some other way to go. What I learned when I watched these guys is loss in some ways is validation of their belief. They would say, if we weren't tested by God, we're probably not on the true path. The fact that we're being tested shows that that God is asking us to stay true through the test. And if we stay true, we'll succeed. It's a weird way of thinking, but that's how they thought when I was in.
Now, does the U.S. have to worry about Baghdadi and his message? Considering where he was, which is what we don't know. We don't know where he was. But also considering that it appears as though Southeast Asia might be the area of opportunity at this point. What does the U.S. have to worry about as it relates to this?
It has to worry about the ideas that he continues to disseminate, especially if he can maintain a public profile like through that video. There has been way too much focus on geography. We've destroyed the caliphate. You know, geography was never what gave Al-Qaeda an advantage to build a global brand. I mean, partly it was, but it was also a message that was compelling for hundreds or thousands or at least tens of thousands of people. If you look at the attacks that we've seen by people who claim to be ISIS affiliates in places like the Arabian Peninsula and Africa, now obviously in Sri Lanka and Southeast Asia, reaching over to the Philippines, despite the loss of the caliphate, the idea is still strong. So people are sitting there crowing that the victory in Syria was a tremendous victory. You never overestimate your opponent, but you never underestimate him. And I think by focusing on geography, we're underestimating the fact that the message is still resonant as far afield as from the Philippines to Africa. There's a long way to go.
Was there anything specific to your thinking about the timing of the release of this video?
I thought the timing was an indication of weakness, not strength. Clearly, Baghdadi is trying to portray himself as the leader of a global movement. The Sri Lanka event is an indication of that movement. But the fact that he has to wait so long to come out on video is not only an indication that he's worried about security, but that he doesn't have a message to sell. I mean, they got their butts kicked in Syria by a reviled leader, that is Bashar al-Assad, and the hated Americans. They don't really have a great place to go now. To me, for everybody who says, you know, Sri Lanka is an indication of the durability of the brand, and of course it is, as I've mentioned, the timing of the video is an indication that Baghdadi is looking for anything to grasp on to claim to followers or potential followers that he's still relevant.
Philip Mudd is former deputy director of the CIA's Counterterrorism Center. J.J. Green, WTOP News.